欢迎您收听《城市丰收讲道》播客。您即将收听的是程贤光牧师的信息。
You know, after this service, I will be going to the Indonesian church and I will be preaching there in Indonesian.
在这场聚会过后呢，我要去到印尼教会那里呢，用印尼文在那里讲道。
So yesterday, I have to do my duties in English.
昨天呢，我就用英文呢来做我要做的事了。
This morning, I'm immersed in the Chinese atmosphere.
今天早上呢，我是在这个华文的氛围当中包围着的。
Later on, I'll be speaking in Indonesian. Hallelujah.
等一下就是要去说印尼话了。
But how many of you know that the presence of God knows no boundaries?
但是多少人知道呢？神的同在是没有限制的。
God can speak to us in any language.
他可以用不同的语言，各种语言来对我们说话。
Now today I want to encourage everyone here, especially in this Chinese church.
今天呢，我尤其要来对所有华文教会弟兄姐妹来说。
You see, as Singapore is opening up, the church is also slowly coming back together here in the house of God on site.
因为现在新加坡呢慢慢的开放，然后教会呢也慢慢的回到教会里面来聚会。
And how many of you are so happy and blessed to be able to come back again to service, worshiping God on site?
多少人也非常开心能够来到现场聚会的呢？
Amen.
Amen. Right?
Now, but please don't think that we are obsessed with you coming back to service in order simply to make up the numbers.
但是我们要你知道呢，我们要你回来聚会不是为了充数。
Now, please don't think that we want you to come back simply because we are concerned about the attendance.
也请不要认为呢，我们让你回来教会呢，是因为我们在乎出席率。
The main thing about coming back is to actually ensure that we don't replace community with self-directed religion.
为什么要大家回到教会呢？是因为要我们不要用自我指导的宗教来取代社群。
I want to repeat that again. The reason and the main thing about us coming back again as a community is to ensure that we don't replace community with self-directed religion.
我们为什么要再次以社群的方式聚在一起呢？是为了提醒我们不要用自我指导的宗教来取代社群。
To know if our spiritual life is still healthy or is in still balance.
我们要知道呢，我们的属灵生命是否还是健康的。
Now, let's all go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 14.
那我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十四节。
All of us in the Chinese church,Let's all read this verse out loud together in Chinese.
好不好？我们华文教会弟兄姐妹，我们一起来念这节经文。
One, two, three.
此外，我劝你们要告诫懒惰的人，鼓励灰心的人，扶持软弱的人，耐心对待所有的人。
You see, church, no man can grow in isolation.
弟兄姐妹，没有任何人可以独自成长的。
You know what? My mother, who is right now living in Indonesia, this year she is 81 years old.
我的母亲呢，她现在在印尼居住，她今年八十一岁。
She has five children.
她有五个孩子。
All five children are overseas.
五个孩子都在海外。
Not a single one is in Indonesia with her.
没有一个孩子呢在印尼陪着她。
Every day right now, she is always calling me, messaging me. Why? Because she feels lonely.
她每一天都打电话给我啊，传卷信给我啊。为什么呢？因为她在那里，她非常想念我们。
I need to make a point that every day I would call her.
我需要刻意的呢，每天记得打电话给她
，to make sure that she doesn't feel alone or lonely，
好让她不会觉得孤独孤单。
The fact is, no man can grow in isolation。
事实上呢，没有任何人可以独自成长的。
And the opposite of community, the opposite of koinonia, is actually self-directed religion。
社群或者是 koinonia 的反面呢，那就是自我指导的宗教。
Self-directed religion is dangerous.
自我指导的宗教是非常危险的。
Because when you are accountable to no one,
因为如果你没有向任何人交代，
you are not aware whether or not are you still aligned with God or not.
你就没有办法察觉你自己是否还与神对齐。
So if you are not accountable to no one,
如果你没有向任何人交代
，No one tells you whether are you still aligned with God or not.
没有人来告诉你你是否还是与神的旨意是对齐的。
That means you are prone to self-deception.
那你就很有可能会落入自欺欺人的状态。
You see, church, this is what I want to share with you today.
弟兄姐妹，这是我今天要跟大家分享的。
On the importance of our spiritual life in relation to koinonia, to the fellowship, to the community here in the house of God.
那就是要分享到呢我们属灵生命的重要性，而且这跟神家中的社群有什么关系？
Now, just now when Pastor Aichen was giving the 报告, I almost got shocked. because I thought that she is stealing my sermon today. Hallelujah.
刚才爱珍传道在说这个报告的时候呢，我真的是非常的惊讶。我以为呢，他今天就要来讲我的信息了。
Because that's exactly what I want to talk about today.
因为这完全就是我今天要跟大家说的。
Jesus cleansing the temple.
那就是呢，耶稣洁净了圣殿。
In John chapter 2, verse 13 to verse 15.
在约翰福音二章十三到十五节。
Now, church, you must know that in John chapter 2, verse 13 to 15, this is the beginning part of Jesus' ministry.
你要知道呢，在约翰福音二章这里呢，就是耶稣在地上的事工的开始。
At the beginning, at the onset, the first thing that he did was to cleanse the temple.
而事工的一开始，他做的第一件事，其中一件第一件事呢，就是要洁净圣殿。
Now look at here. It says in Chinese. Can you read?
在这里就说呢，犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣就向耶路撒冷去，看见殿里有卖牛羊鸽子的，并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里。耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子，把牛羊都赶出殿去。倒出兑换银钱之人的银钱，推翻他们的桌子，又对卖鸽子的说：“把这些东西拿去，不要将我父的殿当作买卖的地方。”
Now, church, there has been a great debate on how many times did Jesus actually cleanse the temple.
许多人辩论说呢，耶稣到底洁净圣殿多少次
？Because over here in John, it seems that it happened at the beginning of Jesus' ministry.
因为在约翰福音这里呢，看起来像是耶稣事工开始的时候发生的。
But then there is probably another time in Matthew chapter 21, verse 12 to verse 13, and it happened just days before his crucifixion at the end of his ministry.
但这样子的事呢，还有多一次发生，就是在马太福音二十一章那里，那是在耶稣事工要结束的几天之内呢发生的。
Matthew 21, verse 12 to verse 13.
马太福音二十一章十二到十三节，
yeah.
这里说耶稣进了圣殿，赶出殿里一切做买卖的人，倒推倒兑换银钱之人的桌子和卖鸽子之人的凳子，对他们说：“经上记着说，我的殿必称为祷告的殿，你们倒使它成为贼窝了。”
Now today I'm not here to debate whether is it one time or two times.
在这里我不是要辩论到底说发生了一次或两次。
But regardless, do you see the importance that Jesus placed?On the cleansing of the temple.
无论如何，你有没有看见呢？耶稣多么的重视洁净圣殿这件事。
On the first day of his ministry.
在他事工一开始的第一天。
And towards the end of his ministry.
还有在他事工要结束的时
候。Now, how many of you agree? The first thing that you do and the last thing that you do, both are equally important to you.
多少人可以同意说呢？你做的第一件事跟最后一件事都是非常重要的。
How many of you can say amen?
多少人可以说 amen 呢？
Now, therefore, to Jesus, cleansing the temple is a very important thing to do.
所以对耶稣而言呢，洁净圣殿是一个非常重要的事。
Putting the house of God in order.
要让神的殿中有秩序。
Now, 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 says.
哥林多前书六章十九节说。
Do you not know?Your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
岂不知你们的身子是圣灵的殿吗？
Who is in you?
这圣灵就在你里面。
You see, church, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们就是圣灵的殿。
That means Jesus is very concerned about our well-being.
那就是说呢，耶稣对我们的安好非常的关心。
Whether our spiritual life is in order or not.
到底我们的属灵生命呢，有没有秩序？
Whether or not your spiritual life is cleansed or is holy.
你的属灵生命有没有得洁净，是否是圣洁的？
And church, if this is Jesus's priority, how many of you agree?This must also become our priority.
那如果就是耶稣放为首位的，这应该也成为我们的首位，对吗？
How many of you can say amen?
多少人可以说 amen 呢？
You see, church, what are the signs of our spiritual life that we have to be watchful?
那弟兄姐妹，我们生命当中呢，我们要注意灵命的哪些迹象？
To ensure after this pandemic that our spiritual life is in order.
确保在疫情过后呢，我们的灵命还是有秩序的。
Yeah, what are the signs?
有哪些迹象呢？
Number one.
第一。
We must make sure that convenience has not replaced commitment.
我们需要确保方便没有取代委身。
Make sure that convenience has not replaced commitment.
你必要确保方便没有取代委身。
You know, church, after 2.5 years online,
我们已经有两年半的时间线上聚会。
Where worship has been made very convenient for us individually.
现在敬拜呢，对我们个人来说呢，变得更加的方便。
Now that we are back together,
现在我们又再一次聚集在一起。
We have to ensure that our commitment and our devotion towards God remains intact.
我们需要确保呢，我们对神的委身跟摆上呢是保持不变的。
Now, church, in this situation, every year the pilgrims will come from all over the world, from all over the land, to go to Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish festivals.
弟兄姐妹，所以在当时候呢，每一年在这些主要的犹太季节的时候呢。各地的犹太人都会聚集在耶路撒冷。
They will go to the house of God.
他们会去到神的殿中。
Especially during the Jewish festivals.
尤其是在这些犹太人的节日的时候。
No, you must understand, the journey is very long and difficult.
你要知道呢，这个是路途遥远，长途跋涉的。
No, when they come to the house of God, they must bring lots and lots of animal sacrifices.
当他们来到圣殿的时候呢，他们要带上许多的祭物。
So it will be very super inconvenient, heavy and difficult to bring along their animals or any other items for the offerings in the house of God.
所以如果要带上这些动物啊，带上祭物啊，是非常不方便，又非常的重，很难带到那个圣殿去的。
Can you imagine coming from KL? You got to bring one cow. Hallelujah, right?
你可以想象你从吉隆坡下来要带一头牛来吗？
Right. Can you imagine coming from Malacca? You got to bring two goats.
或者从马六甲来要带两头羊过来。
Yeah. Therefore, to make it easy for the pilgrims.
所以呢，为了方便这些朝圣者
，the merchants will set up stalls along the hilly road up to Jerusalem.
这些商人呢，就会在这些往上山的这个路呢摆摊。
In order for the visitors to buy those necessary items, so that it is easier and nearer to the house of God.
好让这一些人呢，可以在圣殿的路上呢去买他们所需要的物件。
Now, this would reduce or eliminate the load and the burden of having to carry your cows and your goats, right, with you up the hilly road.
所以你就不需要自己啊，带着你的牛啊，带着你的羊啊，自己走上这个圣殿去。
Now, but you must understand, all these things took place.Outside the temple courts.
但是你要知道呢，这一切呢都是在殿宇的外面进行的。
See, just like just now what Pastor Ai Chen said.
就好像爱珍传道所说的。
Right, 25号，不要忘记哦。啊，我们有一个 carnival， 对不对？
嘉年华。
But then she said this. 但是哦，你要知道，这个 carnival 是在外面。Right, 不是在里面。The carnival, 买卖、购物、戏剧、玩戏、游戏，全部都是在外面，不是在里面 ，right? It's exactly the same thing.
这说的就是这一点呐、啊、
，right? All those things that they are doing on the outside are done on the outside.
他们做的这一切活动呢，都是在外面殿外进行的。
But the problem is this.
但是问题在于。
As the temple authorities and sellers made it easier for the pilgrims to buy,
当这些圣殿里面的管理人呢、啊，还有这些商人，他们要让这些朝圣者可以更容易买
，because very convenient 吗？
因为这样子更方便，对不对
？Right, it's very super convenient.
哇，这超级非常非常的方便的。
And because it is very convenient.Soon, high demand and business become very brisk.
因为它非常的方便，后来呢，这个需求就越来越高了。
So more people really come.
现在呢，有更多的人来。
And more people give good feedback.
更多的人就说呢，啊，这很好哎。
哇，真的很好，很方便，很 easy 啊。Right, everything okay, amen. Right,
一切都非常的好。
So what do they do?
后来他们怎么做呢？
To make it even easier.
现在为了让他们更加的方便。
Now they choose to bring the stalls and the merchants inside the temple court as well to sell.
现在他们就把这些商人呢，他们的摊位呢，带到圣殿里面
来。So it used to be outside.
所以原本是在殿外。
Now they said to make it even easier, let's bring them all inside.
后来他们就说呢，让大家更容易来做买卖呢，就把它带入圣殿里
面。So can you imagine in the midst of Chinese church today?
你可以想象吗？我们在华文聚会的当中
，listening to the sermon，
在听讲章的时候，
啊、你们口渴？
哎，口渴吗？
喂喂，what 啊？小二来 ，Amen， right？
小二吗
？Right， there will be people selling drinks along the aisle.
就在走到这里了，就有人在卖饮料。
There will be people selling hot dogs along the aisle.
还有在这里卖热狗。
There will be people selling mints along the aisle.
在这里呢，有卖那些餐食。
And you know what? Anytime you guys feel bored with the sermon,
任何时候你们听讲到听闷了
，suddenly you feel hungry.
突然间觉得肚子饿了。
Right, you can just immediately call.
你可以立即叫他。
Hello, hello, hello.
哎，过来过来。
Right, 两个 hot dog.
热狗两个。
两个可乐。OK, right, and eat in the middle of the service.
然后就在聚会一半的时候呢，就来吃来喝。
Just imagine inside this hall.
你可以想象在这个礼堂里
面。While we are worshiping and listening to sermon.
我们在敬拜神的时候，在听讲道的当儿。
Some of you are munching hot dogs.
然后有些人在吃热狗。
Some of you are drinking and slurping Coca-Cola.
有些人在喝可口可乐。
You know what, church?
你知道吗，弟兄姐妹？
They were willing to compromise the quality of their worship for the sake of convenience.
他们为了方便呢，愿意妥协敬拜的品质。
What happened?
发生了什么事呢？
Convenience has replaced commitment.
方便取代了委身。
Chinese church, convenience actually should enhance commitment.
华文教会弟兄姐妹，其实这样子的方便应该是能够提升我们的敬拜。
We make things convenient for you in order to enhance commitment.
让大家呢提升，这样可以让大家更方便呢，是为了提升大家的委身。
Not to replace commitment.
不是为了来取代委身的。
I mean, if every day I can Zoom with my wife.
如果每一天我都可以透过 Zoom 来跟我的太太说话
，Just because it's convenient，
就因为方便嘛。
Does not mean that I don't have to go home anymore。
不代表说我不需要回家了。
Every day can talk, ma, still what？
哎呀，每天还可以说话聊天嘛。
So I might as well stay in Indonesia and my wife stays in Singapore。
我就干脆回印尼住，我的太太住新加坡。
I don't have to spend money。
不需要花钱。
I don't have to spend money on tickets。
不需要花钱买机票。
Now very 方便。
啊，很方便。
So I might as well don't need to come back home anymore.
啊，干脆不要回家了。
Can you do that?
哎，可以这么做吗？
哎呦 ，I'll be, amen, right? I'll be dead. Church, the outer court of the temple, where they burn offerings.
圣殿的外院呢，就是在那里献燔祭的地方。
It's supposed to be a place of sacrifice.
原本是献祭的地方。
A place of cleansing.
是要洁净的地方。
But now it has been tarnished.
但是现在被玷污了。
With business activities.
因为在那里有许多生意。
Just now what Pastor Aizen said, 做买卖。
在就像爱珍传道所说的，他们在做买卖。
Selling merchandise.
在卖这些商品。
Filled with crowds.
在那里有许多的人。
Disturbing the pilgrims while they were worshiping and sacrificing to the Lord.
正在影响那些呢在敬拜神、在做献祭的朝圣者。
Church, isn't it true?
那弟兄姐妹，这是真的，对不对？
If you and I are not careful,
如果你我不小心，
the convenience of being too long online,
我们在线上进行聚会太长时间的
方便， disconnected from community,
让我们跟社群呢失去联系。
Unaware, unconscious.Actually, have changed your value system.
毫无察觉的呢，我们的价值观已经被改变了。
It will cause you to think maybe we don't need to go to church anymore and get involved or be planted in a community any longer.
可能你就开始认为说呢，啊，我不需要再去教会了，我不需要再有社群了。
牧师 ，we can still worship God alone at home, what?
啊，牧师，我还是可以一个人在家里敬拜神呐、啊。
I can still be worshiping ourselves at home.
我还是可以自己一个人在家里敬拜。
So much better.
更好哎。
So much more convenient.
更方便。
You can browse through church services from all over the world.
你可以随便去参加呢世界各地不同的聚会。
God and church now can become on demand.
现在神呐、啊、跟聚会啊是随你呢什么时候参加就什么时候参加。
Then 倒不如 change 我们的教会 name.
那我们干脆换我们教会的名字吧。
Not City Harvest Church，
不是城市丰收教会了。
Netflix Harvest Church，
换成 Netflix 丰收教会吗
？You see what's the problem？
这里的问题在哪里
？You know if the pastor starts to bore you，
如果这个牧师讲到让你觉得很闷
，just click onto another channel 啦。
啊，你就去到另外一个频道吧。
To watch another church pastor's preaching，
去看另外一个教会的牧师讲到。
In fact， Pastor Bobby， now hor, one Sunday I go to three different churches 哎。
哦，你知道吗？现在我一个。一个周末里面我可以去三间教会耶。
I even better than COVID, pre-COVID.
哇，比疫情之前更好嘞。
What's the problem?
这里问题在哪里呢？
The problem is when convenience has replaced our commitment and devotion.
问题在于呢，这方便取代了我们的委身还有摆上。
You see, why is it that God wants you to be faithful to one wife?
为什么呢？神要你忠心于一位妻子。
Because being faithful to one wife,enhances your commitment and your devotion to one another.
因为忠心于一位妻子呢，能够提升你们对彼此的委身跟摆上。
I cannot have one wife and then have three other Zoom wives.
不能够有一个妻子，然后另外三个 Zoom 上面的妻子。
On Sunday, right, I go to three different wives. Okay, right, online.
在一个星期天呢，我可以去跟我的三个 Zoom 的太太说话。
啊，一个在印尼，right, 一个在耶加达，一个在泗水，一个在美兰 ，Amen， right？
哇哇哇
！Right，but the real wife 就是在新加坡
啊， 真的太太在新加坡。
Does it work that way？
哎，可以这样子吗
？Is this called commitment？
这个叫委身吗
？Is this called devotion？
这个叫摆上吗
？No，
不是的。
Right， 跟我一起讲 ，No，
跟我一起说 No。
Yeah， right。In Chinese， 不是啊。
不
啦，不啦 ，OK 啦，被罚你了，不啦，明白吗 ？Judge, what is the problem？
问题在哪里呢
？Again, convenience is supposed to supplement commitment。
再一次呢，方便是为了辅助我们的委身
，not replace them，
而不是取代它。
The convenience of online and Zoom is supposed to enhance my commitment to my wife。
线上跟 Zoom 的方便呢，是应该要来提升我对我太太的委身
，not to replace my commitment to her，
而不是取代我对她的委身。
And if you are still in that kind of mentality，
如果你还是有这样子的想法
，or at least if you are not back to the house of God，
或者是起码呢，如果你还没有回到现场聚会
，you will be unaware，
你就可能会没有办法发现。
Is your spiritual life still healthy and balanced?
你的属灵生命还平衡还健康吗
？Because unknowingly you will start worshiping and treat God on your own terms, on demand.
不知不觉的呢，你敬拜神、对待神的方式就是随心所欲的，随时。
Anytime I don't like, I 扎布。
随时不喜欢就走。
Anytime I don't like, it's boring, I change.
随时不喜欢觉得很闷了就换。
Anytime I feel that this thing doesn't entertain me, right? I do other activities.
任何时候我觉得我对这个不感兴趣呢，我就做其他的事。
What kind of faith are we developing that way?
那这样子我们在培养怎么样的信心呢？
The danger is you will be more inclined to a practice of faith that is more self-directed than more spirit-led.
问题在于呢，你所操练的信心将会倾向于自我指导，而不是圣灵指导的信心。
You will become more self-directed rather than become more spirit-led.
你会将更倾向于自我指导，而不是圣灵指导的信心。
And the Bible says, the sons and daughters of God are those who are led by the Spirit.
而圣经告诉我们说呢，神的儿女呢，就是受圣灵所引导的人。
How many of you can say Amen?
多少人可以说 Amen 呢
？Let's give Jesus a big hand.
让我们为耶稣热烈的拍掌。
You know, church, Jesus exemplified this principle over here.
弟兄姐妹在这里呢，耶稣让我们看见这样子的原则。
In Matthew 26, verse 52 to verse 54.
在马太福音26章52到54节。
When he was about to be arrested.
当时候呢，耶稣要被抓起来了。
Peter took up a sword and cut off one of the Roman soldiers' ears.
彼得呢，就拿出剑呢，砍掉另外其中一个士兵的耳朵。
In the midst of the commotion.
在一片喧哗当中
and confusion,
还有混乱中
Jesus could have used that opportunity to escape.
耶稣可以利用这样子的时候逃跑
And he will escape unnoticed.
他就会呢在没有人察觉的情况下逃离
But look what he said.
但是你看他怎么说
Put your sword back in its place.
他说收刀入鞘吧
Can you continue?
凡动刀的必死在刀下你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗若是这样经上所说的事情必须如此的话怎样应验呢
How then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way
经上所说事情必须如此的话怎么应验呢
To Jesus the way of God is more important than just accomplishing the mission
对耶稣而言呢，神的道路要怎么行，比起完成任务更重要。
You see, church, we must worship God on Sunday. How many of you can say Amen?
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们主日要来敬拜神 ，Amen 吗
？But equally important to that mission is the way we worship Him.
但是跟这一点一样重要的呢，是我们敬拜的方式。
And to Jesus, the way of God is more important than my way, Frank Sinatra's way.
对耶稣而言呢，上帝的方式呢，做事的方式比他自己的方式更重要。
Yeah, 我们those that are older one like to sing this song. I did it my way.
可能有听过这首歌吗
？My way, amen, right?
对吗？就是按照我的方式来做。
Yeah, my way. Okay.
就是按照我的方式。
Yeah, but to Jesus, I'd rather do it God's way.
但是对耶稣而言，我宁愿按照神的方式来做。
We say I want to follow Jesus.
我们说我们要跟随耶稣。
But following Jesus is not about doing his things.
但是跟随耶稣不只是做耶稣要做的事。
Following Jesus is doing his things His way.
跟随耶稣 是说呢，你要做他的事，但是是按照他的方式来做。
Many of us follow Jesus.
我们很多人跟随耶稣
，doing things, doing His things.
要来做他要我们做的事
，but my way.
但是按照我们的方式来做
，not God's way.
不是按照上帝的方式来做。
And I tell you something, our way it is always the most convenient way.
那我们选择的方式呢，常常就是那最方便的方式。
We will always choose the most convenient way to follow Jesus.
我们常常都会选择呢最方便的方式来跟随耶稣。
We will always follow the shortcut way to follow Jesus.
我们常常都会选择超捷径。
It's not good to your spiritual life.
这对你的属灵生命不好，都可以说 Amen 呢。
You see Matthew chapter 4 verse 8 and 10.
马太福音四章八到十节。
This is the way of the devil.
这就是魔鬼的道路。
Can you read this one?
这里说魔鬼带他到一座最高的山，将世上的万国与国万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，当要侍奉他。
You see, worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
我们要单拜主我们的神，单要侍奉他。
That is the way of God.
那是上帝的道路。
But the devil said to Jesus,
但是魔鬼却对耶稣说，
Jesus, you can still save the world.
你还是可以拯救世界的。
But do it my way.
但是你照着我的方式啊。
Just bow down to me.
你现在俯伏拜我。
I will give the world to you.
我就把世界赐给你了。
And you don't have to go to the cross.
哎，你就不用上十字架。
Convenient, right?
哇，方便吧。
Easy, right?
很容易，对吗
？Chop, chop, right?
很快耶。
But church, to Jesus, the point is not about saving the world only.
但是对耶稣而言呢，重点不在于只是要拯救世界。
The point is about obeying God and doing it His way.
重点是关于要顺服神，而是照着他的方式来顺服。
Because only when it is done God's way, then true redemption and salvation can come into this world. How many of you can say amen?
只有当我们照着神的方式呢，真正的救赎跟救恩才能够来到
这世界。Let's give Jesus a big round of applause.
好不好？我们为耶稣热烈的拍掌。
Only when it is done in God's way.Then true transformation can happen in your life.
只有当我们按照上帝的方式，真正的转变才可以在我们的生命中发生。
It's the same with us today.
我们今天也是如此。
The point is not just attending church.
重点不在于只是上教会。
The point is God's way for us is for us to come to the house of God.
重点在于呢，上帝为我们安排的方式是要我们来到神的殿中
，to be planted in a community，
要栽种在社群里面。
It is the way of God for us to grow healthily in the kingdom。
这是上帝为我们预备的方式，让我们可以健康的在他的国度里面成长。
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25。
希伯来书十章二十五节，
我们一起读，
我们一起来读。
One, two, three。
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人。倒要彼此劝勉，既然知道那日子将临，就更当如此。
How many of you can say amen?
多少人说 amen 呢？
This is God's way.
这是上帝的方式。
For us to grow in the community.
让我们可以在社群当中来成长。
Healthy in the kingdom.
在神的国度里面健康。
By coming back to the house of God.
就是要回到神的殿中。
By planting ourselves in the community.
栽种自己在社群当中。
Loving one another.
彼此相爱。
Serving one another.
彼此服侍。
And through this koinonia.
透过这样子的 koinonia,
you and I are being transformed to become more and more like Jesus.
你我可以 得到改造呢，变得越来越像耶稣。
That is the Jesus's way.
那就是耶稣的方
式。Come on, let's give God a big hand. Hallelujah.
好不好，为主热烈的拍掌 ，Hallelujah.
So you got to ask yourself.
你需要问自己。
Are you more into convenience?
你越看重，你是比较看重方便吗
？Or is your commitment still intact?
还是呢，你是继续尾声的
？That is the first thing that you need to check.
这是你需要来检查的第一件事。
Number two,
第二
，make sure that convenience did not diminish our value of worship.
确保方便不会减少敬拜对我们的价值。
Make sure that it doesn't diminish our value of worship.
确保呢不会减少敬拜对我们的价值。
Now, back to Jesus cleansing the temple.
回来说耶稣洁净圣殿这事。
After Jesus drove out the money changers,
耶稣赶走这些兑换钱币的人之后呢
？The disciples saw that event, right? And they were reminded, right, of the verse in Psalm 69, verse 9.
门徒看见了这个事件，他们就想起了诗篇六十九篇说的话。
So they make a comment.
他们就说了这样子的话。
Psalm 69, verse 9.
诗篇六十九篇九节
The zeal of your house consume me.
因我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。
It is from Psalm 69 verse 9 when David say, "Zeal of your house consume me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me."
诗篇六十九篇九节呢，就是大卫就说呢，我为你的殿心里焦急，如同火烧。并且辱骂你的人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Now, the disciples saw how Jesus was so adamant to cleanse and to restore true and proper worship in the house.
当时候呢，门徒可以看见耶稣是如何坚持呢，在神的殿中呢是要有正确的敬拜方式。
And how God was so passionate about it.
然后他也看见呢，他对此是如此热忱的。
And so they begin to make a comment.
他们就说了这样子的话。
Wow, such passion.
他有这样子的热忱
Such zeal towards God's house.
他对神的殿呢是心里焦急，如同火烧的。
To want to restore proper worship.
他想要恢复正确的敬拜方式。
So what does this teach us?
这教导我们什么呢？
Convenience must not replace true worship in the house.
方便不能够取代神殿中真实的敬拜。
Convenience must not replace true worship.
方便不能够取代神殿中真实的敬拜。
No, for 2.5 years, we have been worshiping at home.
两年半的时间呢，我们是在家里自己敬拜。
You got to be honest with yourself.
你要自己诚实对自己说。
Are you really involved in true worship?
你真的有真实的敬拜吗
？To be honest with you, 2.5 years, I don't think I am fully immersed in true worship.
老实说，这两年半的时间呢，我觉得我没有完全沉浸在敬拜当中。
Because while watching TV.
因为你在看这个电视机嘛
I'm also drinking coffee
但我也在喝咖啡
And after drinking coffee
喝完咖啡后呢
I go to the kitchen and make another coffee
然后我去到厨房再泡一杯咖啡
And you know what? Half the time I'm not even singing
有一半的时候呢我没有在唱
Half the time I'm not even clapping
一半的时候呢我也没有在拍掌
My body is not worshipping
我的身体没有在敬拜
My mouth is also not worshipping
我的口也没有在敬拜
Only my heart is worshipping
只有我的心在敬拜
I'm not fully immersed in true and proper worship
我没有完完全全的沉浸在真实正确的敬拜当中
But you know what, friends? How many of you think, are you a pastor? 你这么斤斤计较
多少人认为说啊，牧师你太斤斤计较了啦
哎呦 Pastor 这个哎呦 This kind of thing not important 啊
哎呀牧师这样子的是不重要的啦
If it is not important
如果不重要的话
Then might as well take away your body
那就干脆不要身体了
Might as well don't have a body
干脆不要有身体啊
Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit
但是我们的身体是圣灵的殿
Our body is supposed to be brought into the house of God to worship Him
我们的身体需要进入到神的殿来敬拜他 Amen 吗
You see, long time ago before Jesus died on the cross
在耶稣死在十字架上之前
You have to bring goat
你需要带羊
You have to bring cow
你要带牛
You have to bring two pigeons
你要带这样子的鸽子
And to be made as a sacrifice on the altar to God
然后呢需要把它们来献祭
So technically speaking if there's no Jesus
基本上来说如果没有耶稣的话
You yourself must come to the house and go and lay yourself at the burnt offerings
你自己需要来到神的殿中呢自己放在祭坛上
But the thing is that with Jesus
但是问题在于呢现在有耶稣了嘛
Our life is made as an offering to him
现在是我们的生命呢要成为祭
That's why we come to church
这就是为什么我们要来教会
Fully dressed
我们要穿着得体
美美、
哦、穿得美啊
Neat neat
要整齐
Come to the house of God
来到神的殿中
And get our body to be involved
我们的身体要参与在其中
clap 啦
拍掌啦
right amen right yeah that's right amen,
是的
dance 啦
跳舞啦
if you cannot even speak
如果你连说话都不行
your body is still worshiping
你的身体还在敬拜神
if your body is disabled
如果你的身体是残疾有残疾的
your voice and your heart is still worshiping
但是你的声音你的心还在敬拜神
you know I may be wrong so correct me if I'm wrong just now I was standing here and I saw on the choir our brother Eric
刚才我在这里，我看见这里有我们的 Eric 弟兄，对吧
？Yeah, brother, you know, first time, I went to brother Eric's house. I was the one who prayed for him, you know.
我第一次去他家的时候呢，是我来为他祷告的。
哦，不要以为是 Pastor Bobby only 哈 ，Hallelujah,
不要以为只有赵仁牧师去祷告，
不要以为是赵仁牧师而已哦。啊，对不对？明贤 ，right？
哎呀，
你看，我还记得你的名字 ，OK，right？
还记得名字
，right？ I was the one who first came to.But brother Eric's house and pray for him.
是我首先去到他家来为他祷告的。
Then I'm thinking, but if brother Eric, 他不是 he cannot have, he
cannot sing. 看见诗班团，他不是不能够唱了吗？他还在这里服侍诗班。
He cannot sing.
没有办法唱。
No voice.
没有声音。
But you know, in the choir.
但是他还是在诗班。
What is he doing?
他在做什么呢?
He is worshiping God with his body.
他在用他的身体来敬拜神。
This is true and proper worship.
这是正确的敬拜方式，真实的敬拜。
The problem is this. The problem here is not buying and selling.
问题不在买卖。
God is not against trade and business. How many of you can say amen?
上帝不反对我们做生意，多人说 amen
呢？我自己本身也是有一个工厂在加拿大。Amen, right? I need business, oh, hallelujah. Amen, right?
我自己也是希望生意好了。
Okay, right? Now, the issue here is this.
问题在于呢
？They were using the house of God.
他们在利用神的殿。
As a place to profit.Of the pilgrims and the visitors,
来赚那些探访者、朝圣者的钱。
They no longer come to the house of God for worship.
他们来神的殿不再是为了敬拜。
Their body that is supposed to come to be offered as a sacrifice, as an offering, is now busy trading.
原本是要献上为祭的身体呢，现在忙着做买卖。
They come to God's house to get easy money.
他们来到神的殿呢，是因为容易赚钱。
Worship now has become transactional.
现在敬拜变成了交易。
Instead of it being pure and holy, directed to Jesus.
而不是纯洁，不是圣洁，是向耶稣的敬拜了。
They made laws to ensure that they get high profit when they exchange local money with temple money.
他们立法呢，就是在做兑换的时候呢，他们可以赚的利润会很多。
And again, Chinese church.
华文堂的弟兄姐妹。
Offering convenient services is okay.
再一次呢，我们可以得着方便呢，是可以的。
How many of you know that online service is still essential?
多少人知道线上的聚会还是很重要的。
Offering convenient services.It's okay.
提供方便的服务是可以这么做的。
If it is to enhance worship,
如果就是为了来提升我们的敬拜。
Offering convenient services to enhance worship is a good thing.
提供方便的服务呢，来提升敬拜是一件好事。
But you must be careful.
但我们要非常的小心。
Every good thing,
就算是好事
can become a dangerous thing.
它也可以成为危险的。
When it has become a ruling thing in your life,
那就是当它开始支配你的心的时候。
Every good thing,
每一件好事
can become a dangerous thing,
可能成为危险的。
When it becomes a ruling thing in your life,
当它开始支配你的心的时候。
When worship is replaced with profit,
当我们的敬拜呢是由利润来取代了。
And profit becomes the ruling thing in your heart.
这个利润呢，成为了支配你的心的事。
Then it's dangerous.
这是非常危险的。
Because the problem here is that convenience has slowly changed their value towards worship.
这里的问题在于呢，因为方便已经慢慢的改变了他们看待敬拜的方式还有价值。
From wanting to please God,
原本呢，他们是要讨神喜悦。
Now they are using God to please themselves.
但现在他们是在利用神让自己快乐。
From wanting to please God, worship.
原本呢是敬拜要讨神喜悦。
Now they are using worship.For their own profit, for their own advantage.
现在他们敬拜呢，是为了让自己得益处、得利润。
How many of you know that worship is completely devoted to Jesus?
多少人知道敬拜是要对耶稣完全的
摆上？ How many of you can say amen?
多少人可以说 amen 呢？
Right. You see, you come to church, we worship is to give to God.
你来教会来敬拜呢，是要来把一切献上给神。
You know, I'm so blessed because when I see Eric up here in the choir.
我今天非常的蒙福，因为我看见明贤在这里服侍诗班。
Choir is supposed to sing 吗？
诗班是要唱歌，对吗
？But there is no other things that he can give. He's no voice.
但是呢，他这里没有声音了吗？他在这方面没有办法来给予。
But he's worshiping with his body.
但是他用他的身体来敬拜。
Because worship is directed to God.
因为呢，敬拜是对神来敬拜的。
It is not for his own advantage.
不是为了叫自己得益处。
No church, this is what we need to be careful of.
那弟兄姐妹，这是我们需要非常小心的。
You know what? Contrary to what we think,
可能呢就与我们所想的不一样哦。
COVID has in fact become a huge blessing in disguise to many Christians, including our church members.
其实对于很多的基督徒，包括我们的会友在内呢，很多人都因为疫情因祸得福。
Many people got affected by COVID.
很多人都受到了疫情的影响。
But actually, many more got blessed because of COVID.
但是有更多的人呢，因为疫情的缘故蒙福。
Do you know that every other month, I'm hearing many more of our own church members whose income has doubled or become more blessed during or because of the pandemic.
每隔一个月呢，我都会听见会友跟我分享说呢，在疫情期间呢，他们的收入可能倍增，或者是有得到更多的祝福了。
In fact, they say this, that the number of millionaires in Singapore has risen.
事实上呢，他们说新加坡里面的百万富翁的人数更多了。
In Singapore,
在新加坡、
the number of millionaires has risen.
在我们本地呢，新加坡这个百万富翁的人数 增加了。
And by 2030,
到了2030年
，we are on track.
我们可能会有
13% of our population will become millionaires.
13%的人口会成为百万富翁。
One out of ten 嘞，
就是那每十位有一位耶。
所以你可以算哦，在华文部，
在这里算一算啊。
一、二、三、四、五、六、七、八、九。十，哇！贤光牧师，你是百万富翁吗？我跟他们讲，不是，因为我不是新加坡人，我是印尼人，所以要服啊 ，Amen， right？ Number ten 就是他，哈利哈利路亚 ，right？
Do you know that's what happened？ 13% means 1 out of 10，
13%呢，就是说十个当中有一位。
And COVID has accelerated。
然后呢，疫情呢也让许多事情加快速度了。
Has accelerated this growth.
加快了这个成长的速度。
The fact is, despite inflation,
事实上呢，虽然有通货膨胀
，many of God's people have been tremendously blessed because we worship Jehovah Jireh, our provider, who will provide all our needs according to His riches and glory.
许多上帝的子民都非常的蒙福，因为我们敬拜的是耶和华以勒，供应我们的神。
Guys, is it good?
这是好事吗
？Is it wonderful？
是美好的事吗
？Amen。
Amen。
Amen 吗
？Amen 吗？
哇，如果不要 Amen， 我 Amen。Hallelujah， right？ 可是我是印尼人，我每天都是百万富翁， 因为我的卢比亚是 measured in millions。Hallelujah， right？
然后印尼币。
All these are good。
这一切都是非常好的。
I'm not even jealous。
我也不会吃醋了。
I'm not even jealous if I'm not a millionaire。
我不是百万富翁，我也不会羡慕。
You know, every day, right? 我 park 车在后面啊，我每次 park Pastor Bobby 的车旁边。我看 Pastor Bobby 的车，哇塞 ，BMW 哎，我的还在 Honda，
我的还是丰田。
It's no problem.
这没问题了。
No problem. How many of you know that God is still Jehovah Jireh?
多少人知道上帝还是耶和华以勒？
But see, the problem is this. You see, the problem is this.
但问题在于
the dangerous thing is this.
危险的是
after you saw this,
当你看见这一切
after you yourself encountered this,
你自己经历了这一点
then you start to think to yourself.
你就开始想
wow,
哇
I achieved all this.
我可以得到这一切
during the pandemic.
在疫情当中的时候
lesser commitment.
我更少委身
lesser time go to church.
更少时间上教会
lesser time go to cell group.
更少时间上小组。
Lesser time spending in God's house.
更少时间在神的殿中。
The pandemic has proven this fact.
哇，疫情证明了这一点。
No need to be so on fire for the Lord.
不需要为主火热啦。
And I can still be blessed.
我还是可以蒙福的。
What happened?
发生什么事了？
You have replaced God with things.
你用物件来取代了上帝。
You have replaced God's standard of success with wealth.
你用财富呢来取代上帝对于财富的标准。
Not His presence.
不是他的同在。
Remember what God spoke to Moses?
你记得上帝对摩西说什么话吗？
You know he was so angry with the Israelites.
他当时非常生以色列人的气。
You know what he said?
你知道他说什么吗？
I tell you what lah, you all go to the promised land. I give you the promised land.
我跟你说了，你们怎么样？我把这个应许之地赐给你们。
But I won't go with you.
你们自己去，我不去。
That means you want your million, you want your million dollars, I give you.
那就是说呢，你要你的百万，我赐你。
You want your Lamborghini, I give you.
你要你的跑车的话，我赐你。
You want your 法拉利，也是我给你。
你要法拉利也给你。
Right? You want your money, I give you.
你要钱，我给你钱。
But I won't go with you.
但是我不要与你同去。
But you know what Moses said?
但是你知道摩西怎么说吗
？God,
主啊
，If you don't go with us,
如果你不与我们同去
，What is the point?
那还有什么意义呢
？Because success without God is nothing.
成功没有上帝就什么都不是。
And if you have been changed in your heart.Concerning the value of worship, you will see that actually God is not what you are after.
如果呢这一切让你对于敬拜的价值改观的话呢，那其实你就发现到你追求的并不是上帝。
You have replaced God with things.
你用物件来取代了上
帝。You have replaced God with success.
你用成功来取代了上帝。
Listen, church, the easier it is for us to get blessing, the harder it is for us to see the blesser.
弟兄姐妹听好了，我们越容易得到祝福，就越难看见祝福我们的神。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, 17, 18.
生命记八章十七到十八节，恐怕你们心里说，这货财是我力量、我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。
Chinese church, you must know that you and I may have the power and the strength to produce multiple streams of income.
华文教会的弟兄姐妹，你我你，你可能呢觉得你有自己的力量，你有能力呢有多重收入。
But you must understand and remember the source of all streams of income is God.
但是你要记得，你要理解呢，这一切的收入呢的来源都是从神而来的。
Sometimes the supply can be cut.
有时候这个供应呢是可以切断的。
But if you are always connected to the source,
但是如果你一直连接于这个来源，
God will create another stream of supply to come to you.
上帝会为你呢，再开启另一个收入的来源。Amen.
And church, worship is to remind us.
敬拜呢，是为了来提醒我们
that God is the source of all things.
神是万物的来源。
Worship,
敬拜
rearrange our order.
要来让我们重新排优先顺序
back to the proper order
来到正确的顺序
that God not things is the source of our happiness
神而不是事物是让我们得着幸福的来源
that God not things is the source of our security
神而不是物件呢让我们得着保障
that God not success is the source of our joy
是上帝而不是成功让我们可以得着喜乐
worship bring us back again to the right order
敬拜呢，让我们再一次呢排正确的优先顺序。
Worship has nothing to do if you come, God, what can you bless me with?
敬拜呢，不是来到这里就敬拜神，说神啊，你要为我做什么？
Worship is us coming before God and laid bare before Him.
敬拜是我们来到神的面前，把自己摆在他面前。
And in doing so,
当我们这么做
，God place the right order back again into our life.
上帝要在我们的生命中呢排正确的优先顺序。
And when the right order is established,
当我们有正确的优先顺序
the blessing can flow all over again.
祝福就可以再次流入到我们的生命当中。
Hallelujah! Let's give Jesus a big hand.
为耶稣热烈的拍掌。
You know, yesterday I was listening to Pastor Bobby's sermon.
昨天呢我在听赵仁牧师讲道。
I was so blessed by his sermon.
哇，我听他的道，我真的非常的蒙福。
How many of you?I know, I'm always so blessed by Pastor Bobby.
多少人听赵仁牧师的道真的是非常蒙福的呢？
我也是有一个梦想。
哇，哇哇哇
！That I will be able to get a PhD doctor like Pastor Bobby.
我也希望我可以有一个博士学位，像赵仁牧师一样。
可是不知道可以了吗？还没
Hallelujah. 可以的，可以的。
So it's very difficult, you know. Pastor Bobby is very smart.
但是很难呢，因为赵仁牧师很聪明嘛。
Yeah, and you know the thing is this. He said this.
他就说。
If God allows you to go through a wilderness,
如果上帝允许你进入旷野
is to make you aware of yourself,
是让你更多察觉自己
But more importantly, is to make you aware more of God in your life.
但是更重要的呢，是让你可以更多意识到神
Because change can only come when you are aware that you need to change.
因为只有当你意识到自己需要改变
How many
才能改变多少人说 Amen 呢
Change can only come if you realize that you need to change
只有当你发现自己需要改变你才能改变
That is the purpose of worship
这就是敬拜的意义
When you worship God
当你在敬拜神的时候
His spirit will come
他的灵要来
And he will put the right order in line again
他要再次在你的生命中排好优先顺序
He will challenge you, he will speak to you
他会挑战你他会来对你说话
And he will cause youto want to put your life back in order again.
他会让你呢在你生命当中要再次排好顺序。
And yesterday in Pastor Bobby's sermon at the last part,
昨天呢在赵仁牧师讲到的时候结尾的部分
he said something that I actually have put up here also in my sermon.
他说了一句话呢是我在我的讲章当中我也是有写下来的一句话。
Why is self-directed religion is dangerous?
为什么自我指导的宗教是很危险的呢？
Why is it when convenience becomes so ingrained inside you that it becomes a self-directed religion and why is it so dangerous?
因为我们过度的注重这个方便，然后我们变成自我指导的宗教，这为什么危险呢？
Because it will cause us to put sublime defenses，
因为我们可能会变成有非常崇高的辩护方式。
That blinds us from the awareness of needing to change in life，
它会蒙蔽我们，让我们没有办法看见我们生命中哪些方面需要改变。
How many of you can say amen？
多少人可以说 amen 呢？
Friends， knowing the truth hurts。
我们知道真相很伤人，
but it is essential for you，
但是对你我来说非常的重要。
And that is the thing why Jesus went to the house of God, the first thing and even the last thing。
那就是为什么耶稣首先还有最后呢要去到圣殿里面来洁净圣殿。
Because he wants to be sure，
因为他要确定
that our house，
我们的殿，
our spiritual life，
我们的属灵生命
is in the right order，
是要有正确的优先顺序。
Because if it's in the right order，
因为如果排对了，
the blessing will always flow，
那祝福就会必定会临到我
们。 How many of you can say amen？
多少人说 amen 呢？
And that's why he came， he went to the house of God， that's right，
这是为什么他上神的殿。
First thing he did，
做的第一件事，
he drove them out of the temple，
他把他们都从殿里面赶出去。
The money changers，
那些兑换银钱的人。
The traders，
那些商人。
Those that disturb the pilgrims，
那些呢打扰朝圣者的那些人。
And he declared strongly，
然后他大声地说，
My house shall be called a house of prayer，
我的殿必称为祷告的殿。
My house shall be called holy，
我的殿必称为圣洁的殿。
Because when the house of God is holy，
因为当神的殿是圣洁的，
Everything else will flow into our life，
我们所需要的一切都会流入我们的生命
中。 So Chinese church， what have we learned today？
所以呢华文堂弟兄姐妹，我们今天学习什么呢？
This is the way of God，
这是上帝的道路。
Make sure that convenience do not replace commitment，
我们要确保呢方便不会取代委身。
Make sure that convenience do not replace the value of worship，
确保呢这个方便呢也不会取代敬拜对我们的价值。
And if all of us you know can come into that order，
如果我们都可以把它排好顺序，
the blessing will flow，
那这祝福就会临到我们的身上。
Our church will be blessed，
我们的教会就会蒙福。
Chinese church will be even more blessed，
华文教会会更加的蒙福。
And we will be joyful in the Lord always， Hallelujah，
我们会时时在主里面喜乐。 Hallelujah，
Amen， Come on let's give God a big hand，
我们来为主热烈的拍掌。 Hallelujah，
Amen， Amen，
Amen。
Why don't we all stand up on our feet，
好不好，我们一起站立起来。
Praise the Lord， I hope that today the word of God has ministered to you，
希望今天神的话语呢有祝福你。
But today before we end，
但是今天我们在结束之前，
let's realign our spiritual life back again to God，
好不好，我们的属灵生命要重新向神对齐。
By worshiping，
我们要来敬拜他。
And allow the Holy Spirit，
然后让圣灵，
to put our life in order again，
让我们的生命呢再一次排好顺序。
How many of you can say amen？
多少人可以说 amen 呢？
Why don't we all lift up our hands，
好不好，我们来
and just begin to pray in the Spirit right now。
我们用方言来祷告。 Why don't
we just begin to pray，
我们来祷告。
Shuriya la la ba ra ba ra la ba ra ba ra la 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 la
不曾怀疑过，到底你有多么爱我？我生命里的每一分钟。有的
this. How many of you today will say, Jesus, I want to put my life back into order again?
弟兄姐妹，我们当中有多少人今天要对主来说，我要再次把我的生命的顺序排好？
I want to ensure that my commitment and devotion remains intact.
我要确保我的委身跟摆上还是保持不变。
I want to be sure that my worship is devoted to Jesus.
我要确保我的敬拜呢是摆上于耶稣的。
That I do not replace God with success.
我不会用成功来取代上帝。
That I do not replace God with things.
我不会用物件来取代上帝。
That I will only worship God and Him alone I will serve.
我单要敬拜我的主，单要侍奉他。
Friends, if that is the cry of your heart,
弟兄姐妹，如果这是你心中的呼求，
that is Jesus's priority to you.
那是耶稣要你排首位的事。
And this morning, if that is the prayer,
而今天早上，如果这是你要做的祷告，
I want you to lift up your hands.
我要你来举起你的手。
And I want you to make a prayer before the Lord.
我要你来向神祷告。
And you say, Jesus,
对耶稣说，耶稣。
I want to worship you.
我要来敬拜你。
I want to be devoted to you.
我要更多摆上于你。
Let me not replace things.
我不要用物件来取代你。
Let me not replace God with things and success.
我不要用物件和成功来取代上帝。
Lord, I want to follow you.
主啊，我要来跟随你。
Doing things, doing your things.
我要来做你要我做的事。
But your way.
但是按照你的方式来做。
Not my will.
不是按照我的旨意。
But God's will be done.
但是按照你的意思来做。
If that is you.
如果那是你。
I want you to just begin to lift up our hands and you begin to pray
to
the Lord yourself.
来祷告。
That's right. Make it a prayer.
让这成为你的祷告。
Turn your heart back to Jesus.
把你的心再次转回耶稣。
Turn your heart back to the Lord.
把你的心再次转向主。
Not my will, but your will be done.
不是按照我的意思，乃是要按照你的意思。
Not the most convenient way.
不是要做最方便的事。
But Jesus's way.
但是要按照耶稣的方式。
The God way.
按照上帝的方式。
Even though it is painful.
虽然很痛。
Even though it's longer.
虽然要走得更长。
Pray for the grace of God to come upon you.
但是祷告上帝的恩典要临在你身上。
Pray for the grace of God.
祷告上帝的恩典。
To make the harsh decision.
要让你来做这些艰难决定的时候
to follow Jesus,
你要做艰难的决定来跟随耶稣
and to not follow our feelings.
而不是要跟从我们自己的想法
oh, that's right, lift up your hands and begin to pray.
是的，举起你的手来祷告。是的，举起你的手来祷告。是的，举起你的手来祷告。
Hallelujah.困苦，耶稣，你永远是我的帮助。只要有你在我生命中，永远看顾，我必能一路永跟随我的主。不管艰难，不管千年道路有多困苦。Just close your eyes.
所有的人闭上眼睛。
Just surrender to the Lord.
好不好？来降服于神。
You know, maybe there are some of you.
可能我们当中有一些人。
Who are in a dilemma.
现在你两难，进退两难。
Because it is hard to make a decision for God.
因为你很难为主来做决定。
Your feelings and your logic and your reasoning just simply cannot understand.
你的感受你的逻辑你的想法真的是没有办法去理解
But you know that it is the right thing for you to do
但是你知道呢这是你应该做的事
To obey God
是要来顺服神
And today I just sense the Holy Spirit wants to give you that grace
今天我可以感觉到呢上圣灵要赐恩典给你
To make that harsh decision
当你要做这个难做的决定的当儿
To cut off the wrong relationship
可能是要切断不正确的关系
To cut off the wrong dealings
可能是要切断不对的生意往来
To cut off this wrong lifestyle
可能是要切掉呢不正确的生活方式
To cut off this wrong mindset
可能是要切掉不对的想法
Or maybe some of you need to make the first initiative to forgive
可能有些人要踏出第一步来饶恕
to reconcile
来和好
to say sorry
来说对不起
maybe some of you here need to make the first step
可能我们当中有一些人要踏出第一步
to admit you're wrong
来承认自己错了
but you know you are not wrong
但是你知道自己没有错
it is their fault
是另外一个人的错
but today
但是今天
how many of you are willing to follow Jesus' way
多少人愿意跟从耶稣的道路
If you are willing to do that,
如果你愿意这么做
I just sense the Holy Spirit wants to give you that grace.
我可以感觉到呢，圣灵要赐给你这个恩典
The peace.
这个平安
For you to still go through the valley.
让你继续走过这个幽谷
But he will be there for you.
但是他必要陪伴着你
He will be there with you.
他必要陪着你
Some of you just need to admit and accept the punishment.
有一些人可能只是要承认，要接受这个处罚
Or the consequences.
或者是后果
But I can tell you with God.
但是我可以告诉你有神
Somehow he can turn it around for your good.
他总是可以翻转一切叫你得益处
Friends, just receive that grace right now.
弟兄姐妹现在你来领受这恩典
Just receive that grace right now.
现在就来领受这恩典
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢你耶稣
Hallelujah.Thank you, Jesus. 不管前面道路有多困苦，耶稣，你永远是我的帮助。Yes, Lord. 只要有你在我生命中，永远看顾，我必能一路。用跟随我的主 Make it your prayer
把这成为你的祷告
不管前面道路有多困苦耶稣你永远是我的帮助只要有你在我生命中永远看顾我必能一路永跟随我的主我必能一路永跟随我的主 One last time 我必能一路永跟随我的主Let's give Jesus a big hand this morning
Hallelujah Hallelujah
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
感谢你耶稣
Just lift up your hands.
好不好举起你的手
Holy Spirit, you come and touch every single heart.
圣灵求你来触摸每一个人的心
Give us the grace.
求你赐给我们恩典
Give us the strength.
求你赐给我们力量
And the peace.
求你赐给我们平安
To do things your way.
来按照你的方式行事
To obey you.
来顺服你
And to put things into the right order.
要排好顺序
So may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ
所以愿耶稣基督的恩惠
The love of the Father
天父的慈爱
And the communion
还有圣灵
的交通
团契
And the koinonia of the Holy Spirit
还有圣灵的 koinonia
Be upon you
与你们众人同在
Every single day
生命中的每一天
Until Jesus Christ comes back the second time
一直到耶稣归来的
And everybody shout
而大家来说
Amen Yeah, let's give God a big hand
为主热烈的拍掌
Yeah, that's right, Chinese church
Hallelujah
If you love Jesus, give God a big hand
如果你爱耶稣的话为他热烈的拍掌
Hallelujah Amen
Hallelujah
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord
赞美主，赞美主，赞美主
华文教会谢谢你你的 your honor Hallelujah, right?Thank you so much for having me here today.
我非常荣幸今天可以来到这里。
It is my blessing, it is my privilege. So I pray that the word of God will continue to minister to you all the day until the following week comes.
我非常的荣幸，非常的蒙福，祷告神的话语呢，可以继续祝福你们呢，直到主归来的那
天。God bless you and have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you.
祝大家有愉快的一周。
谢谢，
谢谢大家。
您喜欢这周的信息吗？请写信至。connect@cac.org.sg 与我们分享。